Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Opening our show today, Saturday, August the 10th. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Africa. Good afternoon, Europe. And good evening, the Pacific world of Australia, New Zealand, and all those areas. I know you're getting ready to go to bed. And good morning, America. Allah Sova. I like that message in that song, Mrs. Lucas. Good morning and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to be talking to one of the co-founders of Zambia Block Talk Radio as we get ready for September 13th and 14th, and we shall be reflecting on where we have been, where we've come from, where we are going, what is the outlook of things, and how are things going to look in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, God willing, if we are going to be there. Hi, Matilda.
Good morning, Nathan. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners, current and those who listen in hindsight.
How is the sunshine state of Florida?
Today we are under a heat advisory. It's going to be crazy hot with thunderstorms. But it's always sunny
in
Florida. Yes.
Okay.
And how is the vibe of Texas with all this heat?
Oh, here we are on fire for Jesus, like I always say. You have heard me say that so many times. Here we are on fire for Jesus.
On fire for Jesus, for real.
That's what we
you
do
know
here.
What, Nathan? One day I would like to poll people, and not the TV forecast, no, but just people, on who thinks their state is hotter. The people in Georgia, Atlanta will say it's worse. You in Dallas are saying, oh, no, you haven't been here. Here in Florida, I said, okay. So one day I would just like to hear what people think and just compare. Of course, facts are better. But, you know, just to hear how people express themselves is always fun.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, everybody is going to tell you that it's hotter where they are, depending on the trends of their, of their temperatures and things like that. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to claim that it's hotter in Texas than anywhere else, because none of us can compete with Arizona. That's a fact. Am I right, Bianchi? None of us can compare with Arizona.
That's right.
Huh?
In Arizona, they have That dry heat,
say
like
so,
we have been. Go ahead. Sorry.
I
was saying, if you say so, it sounds good to me.
I was saying that it's what do you call it? It's hot in Arizona. I don't know if there's any place hotter than Arizona in this United States, Bianchi. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Matilda asked me how, when I asked her how the Sunshine State was, she said it's on they have an advisory heat, it's thunderstorming. And she asked me about Texas. I said, well, here we are on fire for Jesus. We are used to the heat.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's what we are doing here. Okay, let's find out how the others are doing, wherever they are. Noah, hi, Noah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone.
How are you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just had a little mix-up this week, but at least I'm fine.
Excellent. The Honorable President of the great state of Georgia, Atlanta. Hi, Bella.
Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
I am doing okay. I'm looking forward to this, to today's show. I want to hear what stories Titus has to tell us. How is Jennifer, what do you call it? His 10-year journey has been, and before I start engaging Dr. Patrick, he is the last person I'm going to greet, but then we'll begin the discussion with Dr. Pat and the transition to Titus. Yama, mwashimuke mkupenzo vengi.
Yama mwashimuke and good morning, Zambia Rock Talk Radio.
Welcome. Are you ready to listen to Titus' story?
Of course, I'm always ready to listen to our guest.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a story to tell how this thing started. Huh?
True.
Yeah. Dr. Munsanje, who is enjoying the summer on a holiday or is it visiting somewhere? I won't disclose. I'll let him say it himself. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. I found out this morning that over here it is 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to call, you know. So that is why I am not late today.
Time zones, eh? That's
yes.
Okay. So
yeah,
now you
are
saying over
family.
Here.
I'm with
go
a
ahead.
Family of 28, a lot of. People, 28 people, mostly Zambians.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
that's
my family. Yeah.
Now you are saying where here, now you are creating curiosity in people. They are like, okay, where are you? Where you have to call in at 8 a.m.?
Oh, I'm right here in Chicago.
Okay, enjoying family time?
Yes, and today I'll meet a lot of Chicago Zambians.
Mm-hmm.
They have organized for a barbecue for the family reunion.
Okay.
Some people
that's
have
good.
Traveled from as far as Canada, even from Texas, Houston, they are here.
Oh, wow, amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, great, Dr. Munsanje. We are glad to hear that. All right, Kelvin,
yeah.
Hi.
Good morning, Nathan, ZBTR family. It's an honor and privilege to share a platform with President Bella and President Noah.
All right, there you go.
The great men in our society.
The great
yes.
men in our society, indeed. The great men in our society, yeah. Uh-huh. We shall do that. Okay, Dr. Pat. Mashuken.
Mwakalini, ulishani.
Hey, I'm quite. Tulifewino. Before we get to Dallas in September, Dr. Patrick will be a fluent Bemba speaker, Dr. Munsanje.
He was joining me.
Yes. He's going to be. Dr. Pat, I can confirm this or run this by you or check on you on this. On this matter of our, before we go, hi Titus.
Hello, Pastor. I know everybody.
Okay, now do your thing. Let me engage Dr. Patrick now before I get to you in the next 10-15 minutes. Dr. Patrick, I had two people who told me that they had sent their business plans to you.
Oh, well. Let me look. I haven't received it yet. But when
no,
did they say
I'm just, let me see. I think about 3-4 days ago. I'm just running this by you, and somebody might be saying, I want you to run us through again this opportunity of people getting a jumpstart funding and what Zambia Block Talk Radio through you is offering, which is going to be announced at the 10th anniversary in Dallas, Texas on 13th and the 14th of September. Just do us a quick rundown, Dr. Patrick, on that offer. What are the requirements? What are the expectations? And all those things.
Yes. What we would like to do is award a startup monies. Startup monies on the day of the conference, or the 13th or 14th, and the startup monies has to do with a business plan that had been submitted to me, and upon my review and with return questions, if there are any questions, to assure that the business plan sets off the entrepreneurship on the correct foot. I'll send it back to them, and we'll make the announcement on the day of the conference. What we will do is so that we'll assure that the recipient of the award is present.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let that person know ahead of time so they can make preparations to come down. But we want to get it up and running and be in a position to present the grant.
Excellent. Okay. So somebody hearing this for the first time and they say, what are you guys talking about? What are we talking about here, Dr. Patrick?
What we're talking about are three opportunities that we've pulled together for our listening audience. And the listening audience is not restricted to the United States. It's all inclusive. It's a global presentation, a global offer. And which one, we have an offer out there for matching funds, which I've received. The deadline came in and left, and I received the funds, and I will be spending my matching funds by middle of next week, so be on the lookout for that. Second opportunity that we presented or placed on the table is to provide an entrepreneurship grant, a startup grant, for individuals who have put together a business plan according to the 10 principles that I forwarded to Zombie Blog Talk Radio a while back. And upon review of the business plan and make sure that it will receive a good start off or startup, we will present grant money for these entrepreneurs. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that I have donated my room accommodation that would have been afforded to me upon my attendance at the conference back to Zambia Blog Talk Radio so they can use those accommodations as a gift or a grant to accommodate someone else of their decision and their selection. So those are the three things
amongst many, many other things that's going to happen at the conference. But those are the three things that I'm directly involved in.
Mm. Excellent, excellent. So you heard it yourself, everybody listening. There's an opportunity for you to get startup funds. And, I mean, you can never get a better deal than that. Just do your 10 points or do that business plan. If you need to get like a guideline of what Dr. Patrick is looking for, you can get in touch with me and I will forward it to you. Actually, I was supposed to forward this to Baylor so that he puts it on the website. We shall try to do that as soon as we can and work on that side of things on our part. Okay, so I don't know,
Nathan,
if anybody...
Nathan, I have one more announcement that had to do with the presentation two Saturdays ago with respect to providing a borehole and providing a transformer and other programs and issues, as well as advances to the community. And we said we would discuss or announce what we're going to do with respect to a business plan towards that end. So that's for Chigeli, I believe. Hello?
Mr. Patrick, you're on. We can still hear you. I'm not sure if Nick has done that disappearing act. I don't know what happened last week.
Yeah,
he could hear
us,
but we couldn't hear him.
So same thing happened last week.
Right.
But again, it what I was talking about, and Nathan will chime in, is what we talked about with respect to the conference call or the discussion we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we had suggested pulling together a business plan.
Yeah.
In addition to that, is we're looking at assisting our youth as well. So as the business plan is initiated, we want to bring in a youth entrepreneurship scholarship training so that the individual will be having hands-on training with the Shuwezi project. So we're doing a lot of things, and we just have to pull together our brothers and sisters with respect to on-site identification of managers and contract developers.
Right.
So hopefully we'll have that all together and make the announcement in the next steps at the conference. So that's another opportunity that we are working on.
And Dr. Patrick, I did hear you mention a lot of things right before we got the radio silence. I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of Zambia Block Talk Radio for your generosity, for your initiative, for your insights, and all the support that we get from you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it's my pleasure.
To help people with business proposals and so on. That is very selfless and just amazing. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, in Spanish, the saying is, the pleasure is all mine, is el gusto es mío. How would we say that in Bemba or Nyanji
the pleasure.
How would you say
mine? That is
say
not,
that again.
Well, are you trying to say the pleasure is all mine?
Yes.
In Bemba, right? That
yes.
word or that expression, Bella, you can help me out. I don't think we have an expression such as that. Because you're saying,
okay,
my pleasure, the pleasure is all mine. We will say maybe something like I'm grateful or where I'm thankful, but
yes.
Not to translate directly to that. So you might say Chisuma or Chabuino. Bella, in your language, what would you say? Oh, Nathan, you're back, I think.
How would you say Chisulima? You say Chisima?
Chisuma.
Chisuma.
Chisuma. Chisuma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right on it, Dr. Park. Yeah.
Okay.
What did you want to say, Matilda?
Oh, I was just handing back over because you disappeared. We were laughing at
your
magic
well.
From last week and this week, where, as the pun says, there was radio silence.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I know. Okay, everybody, please note that we're going to be in Dallas, Texas for our 10th anniversary celebration, September 13th to the 14th. Go to our website, zbtr.org. The details are there. Let me point out, this is very important for those coming out of town. You know, we have a special offer at the hotel for $89 per night on the room. This offer expires on August 28th. Please take note of that. After that, the rate will go back to its normal rate of 109. So please do your best to make that reservation and get ready to get onto that. And we're looking forward to a great time of being together, the ZBTR Global family. Okay, I'm looking for Titus here.
Nathan, just one more quick point. Will the Minister of Tourism or a representative from the Zambia
Embassy
Tourist Ministry be present?
They are likely to be present. I haven't heard from them. I was trying to touch base with them or catch up with them this past week, but they told me that they'll revert. They'll let me know. They're still working on it. I guess they're still waiting for that go ahead from Lusaka. But I believe all is set, and we shall be joined by them. We want to splash that place into Zambian tourism, with a theme of Zambian tourism, and just post all those flyers all over the hotel and encourage people. The other guests that are going to be at the hotel, we want to encourage them to visit Zambia. That's our theme.
Excellent. The reason why I asked is being that this is the 10th anniversary. From 2011 all the way to present, we have on Zambia Block Talk Radio visited 34 districts and provinces.
Yes.
Provinces include the Western, Northwestern, Luapula, Northern Province, again, Central Province, Southern Province. And basically, we've covered the country, and we want to look for partnership opportunities. We're looking at Western Province, 4 districts, Northwestern Province, 5 districts, Luapula Province, 6, Northern Province, 6, Central Province, 3, Southern Province, 5, Muchinga Province, 2, Copperbelt Province, 2, and Lusaka Province, 1. So 34 provinces. So Zambia Blog Talk Radio has really, really been promoting Zambia, and we're looking forward to possibly dovetailing with their ministry on the one pages.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. Okay, let's talk to Titus and find out how this 10 years journey has been for him. Hi, Titus.
Hello, Martin. How are you? I'm on.
You are not sounding clear.
I'm sounding clear. Okay. I'm on. It was because of the speaker.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Everybody, Titus and I were trying to do this. Matilda, we shared this idea as we were talking. Tyler and I were trying to sort of do a pilot project moving into our 11th year where we have a guest. We are both doing Facebook Live and we're also live on the show. So for some reason, I don't know, things are not working on my side. But let's leave it alone. Let's get the discussion. Titus Matala is based in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's one of the co-founders of Zambia Block Talk Radio. So in light of us going into our event in September, I just thought that we should speak to one of the co-founders and hear what this journey has been like for him. So Titus, 10 years, I don't know where you want to start from and what you want to say. It's been 10 years, my friend.
It's been 10 years. It's very interesting that most of the viewers that are watching, I've got people watching from London, Osaka, and the Netherlands right now, my friends.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting that when we started this radio, 2009, we started with a bang. We interviewed the late Mr. Dennis Lewewe, the commentator that you guys know. And on the same radio, on the same day, I think we interviewed Kalusha Walia also. So we started with the bang. What is interesting is, believe me, I have met Nathan Kama, co-founder, colleague of mine, personally, probably twice now. But I have not met Roger Charlie in Canada, who is going to be coming to Dallas. So you can imagine we have done this radio for 10 years straight. Every Saturday we meet through radio. Mm-hmm. And we have never met between, I think Roger has never met Nathan and I've never met Roger. But these are just
so Titus, right there. Let me interrupt you there. When was the first time you and I met? Was it in Las Vegas?
Yes, it was in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, you were in Mazabuka working for State Insurance. We may have met, but you were coming for my
No, I met your dad. I used to meet your dad a lot of times because he was one of our prominent customers. Him and I interacted quite a lot, and you know, your dad and my late uncle, Mr. Morton Kama, they knew each other. So when he discovered who I was, he was very excited. He always used to call me Kama Boy. So, So I want you to go back to Las Vegas. And remember Las Vegas, that's where we also met Dr. Patrick for the first time. That's where we met Batisewe for the first time. So talk about Las Vegas. What took us to Las Vegas, Titus?
What took us to Las Vegas, there was a recording. If you listen to the Kawanda recording that I put on Facebook yesterday, Elizabeth Sichinga, from Pennsylvania, had an assignment where they were trying to present Zambia, and she wanted to know more about what she can talk about to market Zambia. So when she brought that idea to Zambia Block Talk Radio, we said, yes, we can promote it and this and that. And that's how it came out with a bang. I had an opportunity, an unfortunate one, where I flew into Zambia to bury my dad, 2011. Mm. But I had also an opportunity to go to the State House for the first time because Ngoza Montali was handling the diaspora, Zambia diaspora desk from State House and Rupia Banda's president. So when I went there, I invited her to come in to say, you've talked to the Zambians in the diaspora, why don't you fly in? Because Dr. Copeland, Sebastian, was bringing a group of 50 Zambians into Dallas. Into Las Vegas for that mini AGOA.
Yes.
In case you don't know, the AGOA is Africa Growth Opportunity Act, which was passed in Congress, United States Congress, by through the administration of President Clinton. So when we did that AGOA, we did the invitation of Ngoza Mutari from State House. And as soon as I walked out of State House, after 40 minutes, I received a call from State House, a confirmation that she's flying to Las Vegas. And then I had an opportunity also to go to the airport, see British Airways off with those 50 Zambians, Sebastian Coplandi and Suki Zimba, who was handling things for Sebastian Coplandi that time.
Yes.
And she's the one that is going to be helping us. If anybody is traveling for the Dallas, Texas 10th anniversary, people might ask, why is it being held in Dallas? Why Nathan Kama is based in Dallas, who's the director of Zambia Block Talk Radio. And also the Zambia Block Talk Radio is also registered in Dallas, Texas. So this is why it may be critical for the first thing to happen that way. And so Dallas is a big area for the Zambian community too. We looked at that too. So that's what happened. But for Las Vegas, back to Las Vegas, I had an opportunity to meet Elizabeth Sichinga also the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She is the co-founder and MD for Africa Super Center. Today, all those are fruits of Zambia Block Talk Radio. At least not fruits of Zambia, but we've aided people through Zambia Block Talk Radio. I think Robert Sichinga was doing something, modeling something. He came, we met also. Dr. Musanje has been a very good supporter. We met him the first time with the wife, and he brought, I think there was an uncle of his, and the wife. And then we had Greeno Omonga, who traveled from California.
Mm-hmm.
Just to mention a few other names, we had Palanga Gold from Indianapolis. She also came, and we met there. And she is coming too this year, so it's almost a family reunion kind of thing, but with a lot of things that we're doing because we've been in the States.
Titus, let me. You have brought up a lot of stuff that you see the goodness of. This is the reason we are doing this, because you see some of the things you are bringing out, I didn't even have them in my talking points with you. I want you to zero in into something here. Somebody who has been this for who hasn't been there from the beginning may not understand this. The Rupia Banda administration had a diaspora desk, okay, at State House.
Yes.
And we connected. When we say we connected, Zambia Block Talk Radio, we actually had, what was her name again, Montali? I remember the Montali.
Ngoza Montali.
We had Ngoza Montali on this show and we talked to her. I want you to share some of the highlights of Zambia Block Talk Radio's connection and interaction with the diaspora desk of Rupia Banda's administration.
With that, we tried to push a lot. Today, we can account for a percentage of the bank that we pushed under Ngoza Montali. One thing that President Rupia Banda wanted to find out, was genuinely trying to find out, and they had told me something that was confidential that time, that, you know, don't alert people. What they wanted was to people to freely talk. If they want to criticize his administration, whichever way, it was okay, because he was going to use that information to better his administration. So as people came to Las Vegas, they were free. You can ask, you can suggest and everything, and they did that. But the fruits of that, Nathan, it ended up being where the today's dual citizenship that the Lungu administration, they've passed and people start enjoying that. We pushed so hard, we did a lot of things. There were some plots that were being allocated to the diasporans somewhere in Lusaka. And just to mention that, Nathan, we didn't get greedy and try to grab those things. We were doing it for the people of Zambia who are outside. So those are the fruits that came from there. I had an opportunity to go. Another thing I can comment is that mini AGOA, the whole embassy ended up coming. We were supposed to be given an attaché, economic attaché, to come to grace the Las Vegas mini AGOA. I can't remember the lady's name who was the attaché economics. But we ended up having the late Ben Kangwa, And the ambassador.
The ambassador came as well.
The ambassador came as well, to a point where the credentials were a little bit zigzag, because when you have the ambassador and you have Ngozi Mutale coming from State House, when you're doing the protocol, it's a little bit difficult to put, because you have two big people that are, you don't know who you have to put first. But anyway, with that thing, I had an opportunity that I flew into Zambia again, June, which was AGOA in Lusaka. When Hillary Clinton came, I managed to go and I attended that. Just to cut the story short, that mini AGOA played a big part for the Zambian staff at the Washington, D.C., that all flew into mini AGOA, Las Vegas, and they could handle brilliantly the Lusaka AGOA show, and the Lusaka AGOA meeting that was held in Lusaka with Hillary Clinton.
Excellent. Yeah. The reason we are, I'm pointing out these things, Matilda, and everybody listening, is that when we met in Las Vegas, what year was that, Titus? 2011?
2011, because I remember that's the day we met.
Yeah, when we met in Las Vegas 2011, that was a milestone of where Zambians from across board met in one point. I don't know whether that had been done before. We had Mr. Sebastian Copeland. Those who were there can bear witness. Let's say where you were there. 50 Zambians came from Mr. Copeland brought a delegation of 50 people, and we had 52 people travel from across the diaspora. Two people came from Europe. One was from Belgium. You remember that lady who came from Belgium?
Yes.
And there was Mr. Mwansa, Uncle GM, who came from the United Kingdom. So 52 people from across the diaspora and two from Europe, and the 50 came from across the U.S. That was the place where we met a lot of different people that, I mean, for over a period of years that we have come to know as things are. Okay, back to the radio show, Titus. You were literally responsible for us talking to people that other people just dream about. I want you to talk about when you made that phone call to Dr. Kaunda and arranged for him to come on the show. Talk about that.
Well, the first time we did, if you remember, I found Dr. Kaunda. This is how I've used in these social media, I would just say media. You all have all these expensive phones, expensive, more expensive than my phone. But you can use those phones for the better instead of just these things that people do. I found Dr. Kaunda. He was visiting in London, and somebody, an Indian person, I can't remember the name, had posted online his contact. Mm-hmm. And I called him in London, and he answered, and he told me that he's taking Dr. Kaunda to a place where he's talking the next day, and if I called him at 1 o'clock, London time exact, he'll be with Dr. Kaunda in his car, taking him for a session, so I can talk to him. And for sure, I contacted him the same time, London time, at 1 o'clock, and he answered, but there was a delay because I think Dr. Kaunda had not come out of the building. So he told me that, could you furnish me with your phone number and I'll definitely call you as soon as it comes out. Mm-hmm. And for sure, I received a phone call from London from that Indian gentleman who said, well, you wanted to talk to Dr. Kaunda, here he is in the car. So I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Kaunda in the vehicle of that Indian man. Mm. And as we talked, I said, you know what? Actually, let me put in conference call, and I called you, Nathan. I said, you are the one that's going to be interviewing him, so I need you to talk and figure out how we can set up this show when he gets to Zambia. And he said, oh, sure. I'm landing on the 3rd and this and that, and I can come to the show. Just call me. And then I said, Your Excellency, we are talking, you're in London, and you're in Zambia. I don't even know how to get you. So how do we do that? And lucky enough, he was with Duncan Mutonga. his personal assistant in the car.
Yes.
And he forwarded the phone to Duncan Mutonga, who we talked and we exchanged numbers and everything. And so we had the number to contact them in Lusaka. And when he was in Lusaka, we called Duncan Mutonga and again had an opportunity to talk to His Excellency Dr. Kaunda. And so we set up the meeting for the coming on the radio and stuff. I think the first meeting was, he was in Fuwe. We know he used to have all those annual Fuwe trips that presidents used, former presidents and presidents used to go out to Fuwe for holiday. So we caught him in Fuwe National Park when he had the holiday there, and I called that. Now, what was interesting to me is I always had to get two or three numbers just in case we need somebody on the dot to come onto the radio. And if they cannot,
yes,
and we, you know, networks are a problem, I asked for the alternative numbers to Duncan Mutonga. And he did not mention what he gave me. He just gave me the second number and stuff like that. And so when I was trying 10 minutes before the showtime to make sure that all the lines are okay, I called this other alternative number to try and check it. And trust me, that number was a cell phone number for Dr. Kaunda, which I lost anyway.
Wow.
Don't call me for that. So I called and some man answers and he's like, oh, Duncan, I'm like, well, I'm trying to get Dr. Mutonga. And he's like, oh, no, Duncan Mutonga is in town. Me, I'm in the farms here in the village, so I'm not around town, but I can let him know. So I'm like, but who am I talking to? He says, this is Kenneth Kaunda. So I had to address myself to address Your Excellency. I didn't know who I was talking to. And so I said, Duncan Mutonga gave me a number without telling me that this is a number. This is an alternative number. But anyway, that's a long story. That's how I connected.
That's a long story,
Kaunda.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Matilda, are you listening to where we have come from?
But just to let people know, this shows, Nathan, it might not be important today, but I'll tell you from my perspective. I told you I buried my dad in 2011. When I was coming to Sebastian Las Vegas show, I was coming straight from burying dad into Vegas. But today's life, if I want to listen to my late father's voice, I would go to that same Kaunda show. Is archived from, most shows are archived from 2009.
All of them are there.
All
the shows we've done are there.
So I can go to the Kaunda show and listen, and I can listen to my dad, my late dad's voice when he was talking. I thought he was going to fire questions to His Excellency, but he was very humble and he was giving him congratulations messages about what he has done and everything. So it might not be important. If you recollect, Nathan, there was another show we did for the late Michael Sata.
Yes,
I was
going to go to that.
Sata.
Okay, share with us how you connected Sata on the show.
I was in Osaka in Mazabuka, the business center, and I had called Dr. Kaseva, the widow, at the time of the wife, and so I had communication with Dr. Kaseva and made an appointment and everything. Then I called because, you know, I was trying to cut the cost. If you're bringing somebody staying for an hour or an hour, 30 minutes on a cell phone in Zambia, it costed a lot on all those calling cards. At that time, there was no WhatsApp. And so I had them to have the phone number, the landline for Olympia Park, I think that's where he stayed. And I did everything. It was very difficult to find him because they were busy putting all the members of parliament for all the parliamentary seats in Zambia.
Oh,
the
PF, I remember Titus.
So
let's zero in on that. Titus, this is okay. We now you reminded me. We called Sata Kelvin at a time when the party was putting together candidates for parliamentary, contesting the parliamentary seats in the in the elections that were coming up. I remember that very well. Good stuff. Good stuff. So it was a very difficult time to get Michael Sata.
This is why I had resorted to calling the wife to find out, and then ask the wife to politely bring me. So you'll be surprised that when I called in, Dr. Kaseva was in bed. This is why I never believed in landline. I was dealing with secretaries and all the propaganda and all that stuff. When I called, I talked to Dr. Seva, and he told me that, okay, here he is. And then he prepared, because I always call 10 minutes ahead of time. He prepared, and I said, I'll call back on the landline, and then we're ready to go. And that's how we brought Dr. Sata. I think he was Dr. Late Sata.
No, he wasn't. He didn't want to be called Dr.
He didn't want to be called Dr. But, you know, these are the things that when he died, we replayed. I think the one who did late Sata's interview was Roger Charlie, I think. So you recall when we do all this flashback and people are listening to the late Michael Sata interview, that was probably 2 months, I think, if I'm not mistaken. A month or 2 months before he became the president.
Yes,
and I was actually in Zambia. I drove from Mazabuka to go for the inauguration at the High Court. It was a moment that I could not believe that he got into that Mercedes with the eagle. And I went to see when he took off on Independence Avenue going to State House. I still could not believe. I said maybe something would happen that they would not allow him to go to State House. You know, so it's amazing to have different things on those notes.
Okay, those are some of the political highlights that we have done. Zanda Block Talk Radio, Titus in the forefront and everything else. There's something I want to draw your attention to. Do you remember when, what's the right phrase? Is it quintuplets?
Yes. Quintuplets.
Remember when we did the quintuplets? What's the right word?
Quintuplets.
When we did the quintuplets project, what was that about? I mean, share with our listeners what that project was about. What some of the projects that we have.
It was one of the times when it was the first birth of quintuplets in the history of Zambia. And the lady was having challenges for the first time to prepare how this would be. And with the radio, we said, I think the idea might have come from Roger. Can't remember.
Yes, Roger spearheaded that.
Why can't we try to help this lady? The history for Zambia. That time, the vice president, Mrs. Winner, was a women and gender minister.
Yes, women and gender minister.
So we picked up on her so that we can consolidate some money. I think we got $1,000 or $3,000, one of the two, to be handed to the mother. And we talked a couple of things, which was, what was amazing to me was that lady was so cautious about other women in the maternity wards. They were talking about she had to walk from a certain place where she could sleep at UTH, walk in the night to go and breastfeed those babies, and walk back again. And she was pleading with us that, is there anything the radio can try to help my fellow mothers? It's very dangerous to move back and forth. And to me, we gathered some monies for her, but it stood out that this woman, despite helping her with that money, she had the audacity to think about other women situation at UTH and vow for them to say, since you guys have tried to help me, is there any way you can try to help my fellow mothers for the situation? This is one of the things that Nathan, Roger, and Dr. Patrick, when we come, I think I'll do a research to find out what was done because I don't like to have somebody think if we can try to do something and then we don't do it. It's a letdown to that lady. And just to find out on those babies at that time, how they're doing today, it would be nice to have a picture and stuff and see.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
What could have happened? I think one might have passed on from my recollection. I think so, but it's very interesting to be able to send a gift for those kids to say, hey, it's to feel for you or the mother. And I count the mother on what she asked us. So I don't know, you might want to cross over. If you allow me, you can cross over to Katson Kawe if you want. You are the moderator.
Yes. You're just reading my mind. There was a student, a Zambian student, as we wind up our discussion. Everybody, we are just giving you small little things, Dr. Patrick, of this journey of 10 years, where we have come from. okay, there was a student in Russia, a Zambian student. We have very few minutes remaining here. You want to quickly go through that and how?
Yeah, let me quickly go through that. Anyway, the name of the person is Katson Kawe.
Mm-hmm.
He was a student in Russia he wanted to be a doctor.
Yes.
I read it on Lusaka Times and found out that he was going back and forth, that the student was neglected, sick, he needed bypass surgery and stuff like that. So I tried to follow through. I wrote there was two Zambians that shared from United States. I could see the flags. So I shared anonymously. I put my number there thinking they would call me, and I received a call from Denmark. You remember, Nathan, there used to be a girl that used to call from Denmark.
Yes, yes.
And I received a call from Denmark saying, oh, you know, we're trying to help out. Is there anything, what's going on with this student? Then I used the same system pushed in on anonymously on the Zambian students in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I got a call from a friend to Katson Kawe early morning Sunday saying, well, you said you should call if you need this and that. And I got the numbers for Katson Kawe, got to him, and I asked if Katson Kawe could come on the show and talk about what's going on when I prove that it's a correct thing that needs bypass surgery. I'm trying to round it quicker. All my friends, which I appreciate, Nathan, Roger, that time we were with Beston, Chitala, Francis Chandan, and I think James Mwapi was on too. And they agreed to bring him, and we pushed. It is the first time that I've seen Zambians. I know that sometimes people say Zambians don't like to help, this and that, but I can tell you that Zambians are there for a cause. If a cause is good, genuine enough, Katson Kawe was an A student, orphan, with a sister. And so we pushed, and he came on the radio, and we started that fundraising. We got him $3,000 plus here out of GoFund that time, I think. And then the students there in Russia got him $5,000. It was very amazing and interesting that the students in Russia were giving their all allowance to help a friend. That is very powerful. And that time, I think maybe Dora Sedia was Minister of Education. So we were pushing for the bursaries to pay the fees, the allowances to the students, because we were going to get the 5,000. Believe me, the tubes were costing about the same 5,000. They came from the United States, and we had 3,000 we remitted to the students there in Russia for Katson. So we had a total of 8,000. They needed $18,000 for a bypass surgery in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And the government was calling for him to go back to Zambia, and we were questioning, and the student refused because they had lost a lady who had gone back to Zambia, and before she could be seen, she died. So they said, we already know about Katson Kawe. He needs bypass surgery. They already figured out, so what is he going to do in Zambia with the UTH? So that's how they stood their ground, and we pushed. The monies were coming up. The government, we pushed it. That time, who was that lady? Was a member of parliament Mumbi Piri was member of parliament
Mumbi
for Manali because she was staying in Katson, and the sister, they were staying in Kaunda Square, which is under Munali constituents. So Mumbi Piri brought it into parliament, Zambia.
Is she
and
the same one as the deputy secretary general now?
Yes, for the PF.
Oh,
this is why if you see me with Mumbi Piri might be kneeling down calling me a hero. It's because of Carlson Kabwe. And she also understands that I'm older than her, so respect her coming from different ends. I'm not a PF person. So,
Here is the thing. Titus, before you continue, here is the thing, okay? Matilda, I like your laughter. Here is the thing, everybody, Dr. Patrick Bianchi. We have interacted with people on this forum before they became ministers, and they grew wings and they started flying with angels, okay? So the point Titus is just trying to make is that we've talked to everybody here. If I go back, Titus, to be honest with you, like Matilda is saying, I am intrigued if I was there about the things you are saying. I'm like, oh, okay, I forgot about that. That the thing is that we're simply trying to highlight that when we started this, our goal was to serve the community. That's why you don't have a show here called Nathan Nkama Talk Show, Roger Charlie, what? We call it Zambia Block Talk Radio because this is about Zambia. That's our thing. So
that's a big thing. It's bigger than us.
That's why when we started, we were going to call it Zambia Block Talk Radio because Dr. Patrick, we realized that, and you see, we used to reference the struggles that have gone through historically. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, although we don't compare to that, but we were looking at the selflessness of people who laid down their lives for the cause of a greater picture. Titus, you have no idea what you have done. Matilda, it's not just you. I'm intrigued, too.
I mean, it's the things that happen. You know, when you sit back and you just say, you know, I've been blessed. When Kaunda is calling me, I'm humbled, I refused. I said, you cannot be humbled talking to me. I'm the one that is humbled talking to you.
That's right. Okay, Titus,
again,
my time is up here. We need to switch to open forum with Kelvin. He's standing in for Roger. Quick announcement here, everybody. Please register zbtr.org for... I mean, there's just something about meeting somebody in person. You have no idea how excited I was the first time I met Dr. Patrick. By the way, Dr. Musanje, get ready. What I've done with Titus, I'm going to do with you as well. Everybody, thank you. I look forward to more of these shows as we get ready to our 10th anniversary. Titus, good job, my friend. Good job.
I'll offload it in Dallas.
I'm wondering why Titus has never been a guest all these 10 years. And he's done a lot of behind the scenes.
Yes, he has.
I'm not a person. I'm a person who's on
Let's
the back.
Let's go back in for open forum.
Sure thing.
Te wanga ineo moyo wa chinja mama neo mtawi zonte alikumova kudibe ntawi ona kopanja kumwana ako kuipirenji kuchitogo na mumufolo